Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Speaking of comings of Jesus and things like that, you're an idiot, too.
Club 1080.
Oh, man.
Wayne Kiffin.
What?
We are
good, too.
He is a five-star douche magoo.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I love ridges.
I love volcanoes.
The enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
You speak in Japanese.
Hold on, everybody. It's over. We think.
Here's the situation.
It's over.
We think.
Hold on, everybody.
It's over.
True story.
Hi.
Sam Darnold doing Sam Darnold things.
Being Baker Mayfield. Oh, wait. Baker Mayfield being Sam. Wait.
Sam Darnold the last 2 weeks has cost himself.
He sucks.
So much money.
And O'Connell is ready to bench him, although he doesn't have anybody to go to.
No, he does not. Although he's got, I think, Daniel Jones, but I think he's the emergency.
Oh, that's right. It is Daniel Jones. Yeah. They have Nick Mullins, too. Hey, he ain't going to them.
Daniel Jones.
Who's that?
So league neighbors saying Daniel Jones and getting Daniel Jones' name wrong.
Daniel Jones.
Not his quarterback.
Does it really matter? Is Daniel Jones anyone's quarterback?
We all love.
What if that was good. I like that. Oh my God. Just waiting for it to end. What if O'Connell benches Darnold and goes to Daniel Jones and they win?
Wouldn't that be something? I feel bad for Sam Darnold because, like, this whole year he did what was asked of him, and he wasn't Sam Darnold very often. But, like, every game, there'd be three. And I'm telling you, go back and watch every game. There'd be these moments where, like, he would try to let the old Sam Darnold out, and It never really cost him. Teams were dropping like INTs, but you're like, oh my God, dude, that guy is living dangerously. And it feels like the last 2 weeks, all of that pent up Sam Darnoldness has just come out.
And Baker Mayfield was like, wait, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
So,
and this is the difference between the levels of
quality. Always, and this is what I say about Geno Smith. Yeah. Always be wary of the guy who, quote, resurrects their career. Look, they can be better than they once were. They're better coached. Maybe they figure something out, a little more mature. They work harder, whatever. But they're always, it's always in there.
Can't change your spots, right?
You cannot, a leopard cannot change its feet. Is that the saying?
They're there. Oh, Sam, this is such a bad INT.
This is a terrible INT.
And the
series before they got the roughing the kicker, he missed Justin Jefferson was like, dude, I was open. Missed him by 3 yards.
Missed him by, what was that? What was that old
guy?
Smart? Missed him by
that much.
Oh, Minnesota.
Meanwhile, here's,
you're going to lose this game.
Matthew Stafford.
By the way, the Rams have really cool. They're doing the t-shirts, the Rams LA FD. Those should be for sale, and all that money should be going to.
Well, they probably are.
I hope those are up for sale. They look sharp, and look, what's going on in LA just seems like unreal. The stuff down there. So, dude, shout out to all the Oregon firefighters, the Mexican firefighters that up. I feel like it's just anyone that has a bucket and a hose is down there fighting that, and that is some of that footage is just crazy. absolutely nuts. So shout out to all you fire bros.
They are saying that some of the most skilled fire investigators in the country are all coming together to work on this.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how it started, but they are now looking at the idea that this was an arsonist.
Wow. $150 billion.
Billion.
Right now. And at least 24 dead, and God knows how many else, when this is all said and done. The years to recover, and I said it last week, but the stuff that breaks my heart, and there's so much, but I really struggle with the wild animals. Have you seen the wild animals running up to firefighters?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like wild animals do not go near people, and there are wild animals running up and like letting firemen carry them out. Like, it's just, they have nowhere to go. I mean, no one has anywhere to go, but I mean, the animals especially are just trapped, and it's just all because someone...
Well, they're saying that it's easy to rule out lightning.
Yeah.
The region was free of stormy weather this week. The area near the Temescal Ridge Trail mm-hmm. appears to be free of power lines or transformers, which rules out another potential cause, which leaves the source of most wildfires, if you rule out those two things, arson. It's people.
Well, and then you wonder, like, remember the Eagle Creek fire, was that jackass kid throwing fireworks, or was this someone that was intentionally being like, hey, like, I'm doing this. I mean, you can't jump to any conclusions, but I mean, the idea that even if something was coordinated like this, I mean, how easy is it now to say that you could literally just bring one of the largest city in its world to its knees?
Well, they said fires break out in the wooded areas on the edges of the Los Angeles Hills all the time.
Yeah.
Many of them caused unintentionally by homeless people.
Sure.
They almost never grow into a destructive blaze because it's not that windy, but yeah. It's just been unseasonably windy.
100 mile an hour Santa Ana winds.
And they said that the terrain where the fire started is inaccessible and it's rugged.
Yeah.
So they said, look, it could be an arsonist, but arsonists don't usually go that
to those lengths.
Yeah, they don't go like 500 feet off a trailhead through trees and brush and rugged terrain that you almost can't even access to set a fire and then run away. Like, that's not typically how it works. But they haven't ruled it out.
Yeah. Man, it's just some of the photos and stuff. It looks biblical. It just looks like the apocalypse. It's terrifying.
And in COVID news, I promised this to you from our In the News
more
segment.
More good news, right?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I don't know.
You're like, ah.
You tell me what you think about this.
All right, talk to me, Goose.
But I was reading over the weekend. Yeah, well, no, I don't know. There is a scientist who they have called Batwoman.
Yeah, boy.
She's a 60-year-old woman named She. She Zengli. Zengli. And she is in Wuhan. And she is one of the world's leading scientists working on bat coronaviruses.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, her team at the Wuhan Institute of Virology collects more than 20,000 samples from bat colonies in China, and they've done this over about 20 years. Well, I don't know if you know this, but COVID started there.
Is that have we officially determined that it was a lab leak, or we know it's Wuhan? Well, or
I didn't say lab, I just said Wuhan.
Wuhan,
that
yes.
They do know,
yes,
that it started in Wuhan.
Yeah. China!
But there was this thought that it was the market. The meat market,
the
there,
wet market.
The wet market. Yeah. But there's this lab there. And so then when COVID started in late 2019, it was literally down the street from the lab.
Yes.
So this woman was thrust into the spotlight. Well, they still, I mean, it's really hard to know where it originated. Yeah. But she is working, she's in that lab working on these types of thing.
And
so
then it gets out, so it's not crazy.
It's more it's more than a coincidence, really. It's like, come on, that's a link that's not a bridge too far, it seems like.
Totally good.
5 years later, a landmark congressional report has ruled that the weight of the evidence suggests it was a lab leak that sparked the pandemic. Millions died. Despite these damning conclusions, she and her team are still carrying out risky research, according to top scientists and virologists.
She gets to be back?
Yes, she's still in there doing this.
What?
Yes.
She just gets to be fine. Like, no, you would think that if potentially you were in charge of the worst lab leak in human history, that maybe you shouldn't be allowed anymore.
Well, they can't really prove it, though. So it's like,
yeah, but like,
You can't.
Is she that valuable? Like, I know you can't prove it, but like,
apparently look, she is.
I'll say this. We never proved that O.J. Simpson killed those two people.
Right.
Right. Would you let your sister or your mom or whoever date O.J. Simpson? Would you be like, well, we never proved anything. Casey Anthony didn't. Casey Anthony never was proved that she murdered her daughter, but you wouldn't let her babysit for you. Right. What are we doing?
Yeah.
God, sometimes I feel like our world just has no common sense, like none whatsoever.
Well, apparently there was a paper published recently in Nature.
Yeah.
And she and her team of scientists boasted that they had built the first customized coronavirus receptors. In other words, she's creating the building blocks to change viruses so that they can infect different species, including humans.
That does kind of seem problematic.
That's what she's doing.
Yes, and so, that's what happened.
Yeah. Take bird flu.
Anybody?
So that instead of, you know, like chickens and turkeys getting all sick.
We get it.
We get it.
Maybe.
That's what she's doing.
Oh, my God.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. And you've already allegedly been involved in one, and now we're just like, eh, no harm, no foul. We're over that. We just, like everyone else, we moved on from.
I just don't think it's a big story. Nobody seems to notice.
Boy, is it one of those things that if you just lay low for a while, like everything just eventually blows over? Is this like just, hey, just shh. Just. Merritt Paulson style, just keep it quiet. Just shh. Just. Let's not talk about it.
I'd also like to offer this.
Offer away.
Why, when you're collecting viruses from way out in remote areas, like you're going to the depths.
Yeah, you're in some cave somewhere digging for the next Ebola.
Right. And you find them.
Yeah.
Why do you bring them back to cities populated by millions? Like, why do you not set up, like in the movies, set up the lab out there?
No, that's a good point. I guess I've never really thought about that, but it does seem to make sense that if you're out there, maybe the scientists aren't willing to go out there and work. Maybe that's what it is.
Little babies.
But I will say, like, when we were building, like, Los Alamos, when we were working on the bomb, we did not put that in, you know, in the middle of Los Angeles.
That's exactly right.
We did go out to New Mexico. And you would think, I don't know a ton about China. I've never been there. But you know what I think China has a lot of?
China.
Land.
We got a lot of land over there. We can't throw that somewhere? Maybe a little further out?
It's nuts, man.
Like, where's our dangerous labs at? Do we know?
That's a good question.
Because the CDC is Atlanta, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's correct.
I'll take your word for it.
I believe the CDC is in Atlanta.
Well, that's how The Walking Dead starts, essentially, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. You are correct. I'm looking in here. USA Today had the Inside America Secret Bio Labs.
Well, the lab in Wuhan, the Institute of Virology, was founded in 1950. And it had become a focal point for coronavirus research. And, you know, she, the gal we were talking about, who's still there, she won international acclaim for uncovering the origin of the SARS outbreak.
No.
That's why she was known.
So this lady's a big deal. And so when you're a big deal, you're allowed to kill 10 million people and one really cares?
They said that was a whole game changer for, you know, her type of research because it basically led to a hunt for animal viruses with potential to cause a pandemic, you know,
It feels like maybe I'm all for research, but maybe we should stop experimenting with taking animal viruses and then giving them to people. Seems kind of.
I don't know.
Where's the benefit?
This is what way, I.
Yeah. You know where the most dangerous lab in the United States is? And it's new over the last couple of years.
Portland, Oregon.
Wrong. You may care because it is in
Kansas City.
Kansas.
Where? What town?
I'm looking here. Department of It is the new one, and it will handle the. It's the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility is now formally open, and it will host all of the most dangerous. And it just says it's in Kansas. I'm trying to. It just says a new high security laboratory in Kansas.
There's one in the East Bay suburbs in the Bay Area called the Lawrence Livermore Lab, and they do nuclear weapons, bioweapons, biosciences, weapons of mass destruction.
What's the lab called?
Lawrence Livermore Lab.
No. The one in Kansas.
This is the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility.
Probably in Manhattan.
In Kansas.
The Manhattan Project?
You wouldn't know by looking at it. It actually looks like kind of a college campus.
It's in Manhattan.
Oh, so, you know. If something happens, like
it's fine.
It's fine.
Right? Don't worry about those people.
Like, you shouldn't put that thing in the middle of New York City.
That's why it's in Manhattan, Kansas.
Put it in Manhattan. See, we're smart. At least we're putting it out there. I love how you immediately knew. You're like, oh, yeah. That's...
Well, Agro gave it away because they're very ag out
they're
there.
They're ag.
Yeah.
You want that if you're going, like, if you're in school at Kansas State, do you want the most dangerous lab in the United States built next to your campus?
You probably don't.
That would jam me up a little bit.
But how many people in Wuhan knew of the virology center where the lady was just toying with COVID for 3 years before? And how does that get out? Like, what do you...
Well, I mean...
How does that happen?
Lab leaks.
I know, but how?
My guess is that it doesn't do safety protocols, and then they catch it and they take it out. I would assume that's the only way. I doubt anyone's taking a Bunsen burner, beacon, whatever, of deadly virus out with them. My guess is someone doesn't follow protocol, and they get infected with it, and they go out. But I've seen, like, the Discovery Channel do those shows on the labs where... Like, you have to get disinfected before you go in, and you're in a full-on biohazard suit with oxygen pumped into it. And dude, I can't imagine. You imagine being one of those labs, and the alarm goes off, letting you know that someone's suit has been breached? No. Right out.
Crazy. What do you do when someone tells you your house is going to burn down, and then it burns down?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to handle that?
It's somewhat problematic.
That's next on The Fan. Hi.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, scoop and score fumble scoop Rams. Scoop and score fumble. They're up 17-3. Yeah.
Oh, Sammy.
Oh, dear. Yeah, he just got leveled.
17-3 in this.
When do we start feeling for him?
I feel right now.
Right now?
Because he looked... One, Kevin O'Connell looks pissed.
Yeah, he...
And Sam,
O'Connell's over it.
And Sam is starting to just kind of got that deer in the headlights look about it.
Yeah.
So. Seeing ghosts again.
That Rams defense.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah, Jared Verse is quite good. But, I mean, Darnold's patting the ball. He's kind of jumping around in the pocket. And,
can I just say, after how the Eagles looked yesterday, very, workmanlike win.
Yeah.
Rams, Lions, NFC title game?
I told you that... If they can get it together and consistently play, and they have not all year, injuries have been a problem, but their best is really, really stinking good. And I think the Lions are thrilled that the Commanders won, because the Commanders are going to Detroit, and the winner of this will go the other side. So I think the Lions are quite happy that they don't have to see the Rams. Someone said Jefferson going to read a book on the side.
He might. It's a new bit. By the way, that author, God, he's making all kinds of money off of that. That should be a new thing.
Yeah, they said that he had no idea. He said that his phone started blowing up, and he was like, what? And then the next day, he saw the Amazon orders, and he went from like a couple hundred thousand down the bestsellers list to now he's the hottest book on Amazon.
I wonder what he's making off of that now.
I don't know. I don't know what all that, what do you make when a book sells?
I mean, dude, that's all you got to do is write a book and get it in the hands of somebody who's on TV with 30 million people watching.
Pretty much.
That's what you got to do.
What was the name of the book?
It was called...
It's like The Power of Me or something like that. No, it's not actually that.
The Power of Me?
No, it's not even close. It was called...
It's close.
I don't think it is. It was two words and none of them were Power of Me.
Inner Excellence.
Inner Excellence.
I don't know.
Not even close.
It's the same thing.
I'm going to look and see what do you think Inner Excellence goes for?
$19.99?
$17.99. Okay. $17.99, and he is selling so many of these. It is now officially a bestseller. So, I mean, $17, you think maybe he gets... $8? $9?
I don't know. I don't know what that's...
Off of each cell?
Pow! A bola do lance!
That's what I think.
Let's see if I can find out how many of those he sold.
Wheel lance!
It's actually Inner Excellence. Train your mind for extraordinary performance in the best possible life.
Yeah. Yeah. I read a couple excerpts of it.
Very McConaughey. How do I say this? All that stuff.
What's the guy's credentials?
No, he was a former minor league baseball player that when he was out of baseball, he thought he could help people. So he said he researched it for 5 years and went off from there.
It just seems, what I've read of it, very small amount, very small. It just seems kind of basic. You know, like just typical life advice that you and I have heard a million times.
Yeah.
That, you know, however you get that advice, whether it's that book or through somebody else, then it's good.
Sure.
You know,
I'm just trying to, like, I know it is now the number one bestseller of all books on Amazon, but I want to know, I want someone to tell me how many copies that he sold. And I haven't seen it, and that's bothering. Has it sold 100,000 copies? 50,000 copies?
More. More. Probably. All right, well, now we're just derailed.
Well,
you're researching. All I'm doing is playing on the drop board.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
It is a good time for a break. Let's come back. Okay, so Ricky Lake's house burnt up in the fires?
Yes. And can I say that I am so over having to listen to celebrities and their house? Like,
you can say that.
There is just, there's a lot bigger things than some celebrity, like Mel Gibson's house burning down.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, Ricky Lake was one of the first celebrities that got the headlines for that.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a twist to her story.
Oh.
To her house burning.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about it.
Doctor me. Doctor me.
I will. But not till next. Yeah. Here's Buck.
Wow, a bottle of blood.
I could not find any info on how many copies were actually sold.
What's the guy's name again?
Jim Murphy. He went from 553,000th on the Amazon list in one day to number one. But
that's by sales?
That's, yes. But we don't know, I guess, ranking on how many people have bought it. But I've yet to find any sort of metric on how many books were sold to get that. But I'm assuming quite a few to go from 552 and some change thousand to number one overnight.
Yeah.
By the way, the Vikings suck.
Yeah. You know, O'Connell went for it there. Close to midfield.
Yeah.
Down 17-3. Yeah. And Darnold took another sack. Yeah. And the Rams just punched in again. So you now you have to wonder if the Vikings aren't just going to, you know, the defense is like, dude.
Sam Darnold just pumped the ball out again. Got to let it fly, Sammy. Got to let it fly.
Throw it up to Jefferson, right?
He's busy reading on the sidelines.
Isn't that the whole James Franklin line of question?
Yeah,
just throw it up.
No.
You're making me uncomfortable.
No.
Well, Ricky Lake, who lost her home in the L.A. fires, L.A. wildfires.
Yes, lots of people have.
She has come out and shared a clip on Instagram where she once went on a show with a guy by the name of Tyler Henry.
Okay.
He is a medium.
I see it right here.
And he has a Netflix show. She went on there in October of last year with her husband, who looks like Mark Schlereth. And they went on there, and the medium, Tyler, told her that her house was going to burn down.
Mm.
This was in October of 2024.
So now we have to listen to mediums when it comes to burning
down. But he said your house is going to burn down. Mm. And here we are 4 months later,
and burned
3
down.
Months later, her house burned down.
Is it possible that she just lives in an area where there's a lot of wildfires?
Well, yeah, but he said that.
Okay. But you realize how mediums work, right? They just throw out a lot of generic things.
Not this one. This one knew.
I get it.
This one knew.
But he said that. So my question is, when you get... Okay, so if you're a person who mildly believes in mediums and their abilities, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Because I found what he actually said.
What did he say?
Can we just time out here? This is what he actually said. And this is what pisses me off about these freaking crooks. This S should be illegal. You always say, like, the gambling guys.
The touts.
Ah, I got it.
Johnny.
I got inside information.
Yeah, that should be illegal.
These sons of bitches, to me, bother me more
what
than
did
the
he
gamblers.
Say?
This is like the Sylvia Brown girl that tells people that their kids are dead or they're alive when missing, and she's absolutely full of crap. He just said, he cautioned, he said the former television host could lose something from fire and water. Hey, jackass, I think you could say everyone could lose something from fire and water.
Well,
fire and water loses a lot of things.
It came true.
Oh, God's sakes. And I didn't say her house. He said that you could lose something. Could you get more generic? Hey, Rob, I got a premonition. You may lose something from Earth, Fire, Wind, or Water. Captain Planet could come down and take something, anything.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
My question is if you believe in this type of thing, like she obviously went on there and was, you know, interested. When they give you something like that, what do you do about it? Like, do you do... So, obviously, even though you're saying that you think that there might be something to a medium's abilities, they tell you something.
Yeah.
She obviously didn't do anything.
Well, but she didn't know what to do because it was so broad and generic.
Exactly.
Because you didn't say... Your house is going to burn down because then you could move into a new house. It's like something might be lost or damaged with fire or water.
If I believe someone was dialed into the afterlife and they're like, hey, Sook, seriously, dude, the ocean's coming from your ass, then maybe I moved to Nebraska. But you can't just say something. I could lose anything from fire and
water. One of two major elements will impact you in some way.
Exactly. You didn't say fire or water. You said fire or. One of the other...
Yeah, he did, though. Here's what he said. He said, there might end up being a coincidence where not only do we lose everything, something. I think this might have already happened. If there was a loss of material objects from both fire and water, it's two separate things. He went on to say, we're going to end up finding there's a story where there was a house fire or something along those lines. A fire risk. There's something about watching water seepage into places it shouldn't and damaging things.
By the way, water didn't seep in and damage anything.
There's a lot of mites in there, too.
Yeah, the freaking thing got burnt off the face
of the
earth.
Well, I think what he's saying is he saw the water as they attempt to put out the fires.
That's part of the vision, naturally.
I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, let me just state for the record, this jackass doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a charlatan that preys on kind morons like Ricky Lake. And when something happens, he's like, well, I tried to warn you in the most generic way humanly possible. And then he's going to use this to drum up more business and to get more people like Tom Arnold and Ricky Lake to...
This is definitely a good advertisement for him.
100%.
Because the internet is going crazy over this. They're like, he's one of the gifted ones. He saw it.
It's mostly a crackpot industry, but not him. He's real.
Right.
Oh, by the way, yeah, so, like, this is another one. Like, I guess Tom Arnold went and saw him. Tom Arnold's still with us. And Arnold was curious if him and his wife should have a second child. And Henry said, it did not look as that was possible. And he said, generally when I see fertility issues, I go to and ask the women that they need to do something. In your case, I would be going to you with help or assistance. It does look possible in some form.
What?
That's what I'm saying. And then Tom Arnold said, 2 months after receiving the reading, Arnold got to share the news that they are indeed having a girl. So Tom Arnold's like, oh my God, you're amazing. And he's touting this guy. This dude says it does not look that it's possible for you to have a kid. And he says, generally when there's fertility issues, I tell the woman you need to look at her. But the guy's like, but I'm telling you, Tom, you should look at you. And I do think that with help or assistance, it could be possible in some form. Hey, dumbass, you just got done saying that it doesn't look as though it's possible, and then you turned around and said, with help or assistance, it's possible.
And then it happened, and the thing that you said didn't look like it was possible is now possible, and you're somehow getting credit.
Mm. What are we...
So how long do you think it takes him to cultivate what he says like that?
I'm guessing that he has a standard boilerplate for whatever... You know, whatever sort of generic thing that you want to ask, like, should we have a kid? Is my house going to, like, it's all these generic things. And then they just throw out these big, broad terms that can be interpreted in any way. I'm reading through his predictions that came true, and they're the most, like, ludicrous things I've ever seen in my life.
Like what?
Well, one, I would like to point out the Tom Arnold thing just pisses me off. The Ricky Lake one, I'm reading through about this one. She received this is, do you know who Nikki Garcia is?
No.
I don't know who that is either, but apparently she's a celebrity of some sort. She's a hot.
Okay.
And, in September of 2016, her and her sister met with him and they received a message from their late grandfather.
Nice.
And he acknowledged that he's with a child on the other side that hasn't been born yet. But what's interesting is this child will be born over the course of the next 2 years. I don't know who it's for, but it's coming. And then in the next 2 years, guess what? One of the sisters had a baby.
Wow. That's intense.
What are the odds that two sisters that are newly married and are trying to have a child ended up having a child? Even though he wouldn't say which one, but I love that he just threw it out there. One of you will. And by the way, he's with your late grandfather. And there you go. Alan Thicke is a fan, apparently.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, didn't he pass?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. So this is Alan Thicke,
who was a fan.
He was a fan.
Did the medium here predict that coming from
old
Alan?
Is he a fan from the other side?
So Alan Thicke received a personal message from Henry about his health. For men in your family, it's really good to just take into consideration that blood pressure is going to be something that we really have to keep in mind. Now, of course, Alan Thicke did die of a ruptured aorta, right?
Okay. Henry's on to something.
Henry's on to something. It's also possible that Alan Thicke in here does acknowledge that his entire family, guess what they have?
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure and a history of heart disease. So,
Henry,
real reach for the medium there.
So basically what the medium did was tell Alan Thicke something that every doctor that's seen anyone in his family for generations has said. And then when Alan Thicke died, his family was like, well, this medium did tell us that this could be a problem. You think? Don't you have heart? You're on like Crestor, right? Don't you have heart issues in your family?
Yeah, well, I have high cholesterol, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, I'm getting a message from the other side, and I just want you to know it's very important for men in your family be very aware of their cholesterol and heart issues.
Thank you.
Oh, I got that off
Simvastatin.
I got that off my chest.
Because something somewhere in your family could happen to someone if they're not aware of that.
Oh my
Deal gosh. Says, is there really a difference between a medium and sports bettors? I don't know.
Mediums probably make more money.
No, there is.
He had this one to say of Amber Rose. I sense that a relationship could come in the next year or so, and there is a T in his name.
Wow.
Suggesting one of the most public whores out there is going to be with a man. No way.
Do we have a follow-up? Hey. Who's she dating?
Asa said this. He said that he is interested in or he also sees a man that could own his own record label. And Amber Rose also messes around with a lot of musicians. But afterwards, she did date Terrence Ross, NBA player. There's a T. And then they broke up a few months later.
Well, that's not his fault. He called it. He called it.
This guy,
you guys are
is
haters.
Such a jackwagon. This is my, you hate John Anthony. I hate people Damn. Like this. I remember the one, you remember Sylvia, is it Sylvia Brown?
Yeah.
She used to go on and try to help solve cases. She's the one that told some parents that the kid was dead and all that. And the kid ended up being alive like a year or two down the road. And she is just, they are the worst kind of people because they prey on people desperately wanting to know. I mean, it's one thing when you're talking about love and this crap, but you're talking about people's health and you're talking about people's kids. Dude, go to hell. It's like those preachers, the same, the televangelists.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan. Someone asks, who do you trust least, mediums, sports betting touts, or politicians?
Mediums.
Yeah.
Politicians lie. Like 90% of the time, but occasionally they'll tell you the truth. The sports people, again, some of those people are morons, but some of those people have a lot of research and they're making an educated guess. They don't tell you 100% that you're going to hit. They just say, hey, I think this is the right side. The medium is the only one that is literally actively trying to scam you and making crap up because your late grandfather is not holding a child waiting for one of your kids. By the way, I found that other guy, the medium we were talking about. Khloe Kardashian gives him all the credit in the world because he told her that her relationship with Tristan Thompson by the way, after he cheated like 19 times, was going to be problematic and not meant to stand the test of time. Who could have saw that? I'm going to be a Hollywood media. This is my new calling.
Those celebs are really bored, aren't they?
They have so much money.
They're so bored.
They just don't know what to do.
No. They know it's a grift, and they still don't care. They're like, I just need something to do for an hour.
Yeah, telling you what you want
to
do.
I'm going to go to Henry's office.
I guarantee those readings aren't cheap.
Yeah, they don't care.
Nah.
Not about money.
Got that under-the-bridge troll money.
Oh, all right,
I thought Darnold just threw another pick.
He did?
He threw it into triple coverage, but I think Addison may have come down with it.
It's 24-3 Rams. Is it too much to ask to get a good game every once in a while?
The Commanders Bucks. That's about the only thing you
got. Yeah, you got a divisional doink. Be happy.
We had one good game.
Bill's game was entertaining for a little bit.
No, it wasn't.
Something. Hey, 7-0 Broncos.
The Eagles Packers was 10-3 with about 3 minutes left in the third.
Dude, I think it was boring as sin, though. It was nothing. The Ohio State game was
that
fun.
Was fun. That was fun. That was a good game. That was good. That's true. All right, everybody, you have a great night, and we will be back tomorrow, 3-7 on Think Good Night.